Leanne, should we just dive straight into it?
Let's do it.
It's been 2 years since Don't Say Love, which was amazing. The EP, No Hard Feelings. The music video looks insane. I want to jump straight to the end because there's a little bit that people may not have watched all the way up until the very, very end. There's a massive party that you are in.
Yeah.
And then on the outside, you start tapping on a bit of glass like you're not in there. What are you hiding from us? What's happening?
Well, without saying too much, I think I'm just really excited for this era to just show a different side.
Mm.
I feel like people know me as like the family girl, like wife, mom, whatever. Like I'm extremely sensitive. I'm really emotional. And I feel like I'm yet to show this other side. That's all I'm gonna say.
You gotta follow the era
to know, but it will all unfold soon.
I mean, it looks very party, it looks very fun. I was getting like I instantly thought Rihanna Umbrella as almost like an influence. Like I don't know if that's what you're going for, that kind of influence.
But however, it was iconic, so great you said that. I really wanted to just have like after carnival party vibes and just sort of like an underground party exclusive, but like I wanted it just to feel free, you know, like everyone that's there like doesn't care what, if anyone's watching them. It's just all about being your authentic self and just loving life. But I love the video, like the lighting, like the shots that Femi used. I think he just done it amazingly. I think the fact that I'm stepping into this like independent era, I need this to be authentically me. Like, otherwise, why am I doing this? Mm. So I think that's also why I took the plunge to go independent, because like everything I do now, like I've been in a group for over 10 years and yes, it was amazing, but there was also a lot of compromise and like we all couldn't really, I guess, do what just we wanted to do. So if I am going to do this, like it has to be on my terms. So I'm just excited to for the rest of this journey.
What things are you now not compromising on when it would come to, you know, your music and everything else? What are the stuff where you're like, I want to do this. This is how I want it to be now.
I think like when I think of the concept of going in and writing a song and sending that song to somebody and saying, do you like this? But they don't share my musical taste. Like that doesn't make any sense to me. So for me, I think, it's about trusting my gut and knowing, like, I know what kind of music I want to put out. And like, I know what my fans want to hear. And like, I feel like they just want me to be me. So yeah, I think definitely that. Like for me, it's all about trusting my gut because I just don't think it's ever failed me.
Have you sent some of the stuff that you won't tell me about to the girls?
I actually haven't.
Have you not?
We're all very like, what's the word? Not secretive. What's the word? I think we're all very, we're perfectionists.
Mm.
So I feel like we would only probably send something when it's like at the end stage, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But no, I haven't actually sent anything yet. But I mean, I would. I guess like I probably should to like, because I feel like if they like it as well, like they know me as well. So I mean, I would definitely love to do an album listening, and I mean, I would love it if they were there for sure. But we'll have to see. I mean, we do our group chat's always popping, so maybe I'll just slip it in there.
On slip it into the group chat.
Why so, not?
I mean, speaking of listening parties, I don't know if you're aware of the Alex Warren one that he did around the UK. He did it in Chipotle stores.
Is that his favourite restaurant?
I would imagine so. So he did it for 3 hours on the bounce, just his album all the way around, and people had to come in, get their Chipotle, and they potentially would have heard a song from the album. Would that be a twist? Would there be a twist on your album listening party, or do you reckon you'll
That's
keep it
really
nice
cool.
and sedate?
Oh, well, I mean, I think definitely expect a lot of twists in general, I think, for this era. Because I think, like, what's exciting as well, like, there aren't really any rules anymore. Mm. Do you know what I mean? I feel like music really has sort of evolved and just changed, and, like, the industry and people just want to see authentic things and things that haven't been done. So I think Yeah, definitely down for like just doing things that are just not conventional. But yeah, I mean, I do have a little idea of what I would love to do for my around my album launch, but I'm not gonna tell you that.
Oh, so close. So close.
See, I'm notorious for just giving things away, so I'm just gonna
You're
just
trying, just absolutely not. Okay, well, that's absolutely fair enough. Talking of the era, then, as you keep mentioning, what is it? What are we going for? What is the aim? What are we like? What is the thing you're gonna try and tell us through this era?
Well, I think it's definitely all about me taking the reins for sure. I think even fans can even sort of tell from now, I think, like, okay, this is Leanne. Like, yeah, this is really her. So, I definitely think that this sense of independence, just being myself and being unapologetic with that. And then also some twists and turns that you'll have to see. So you need to follow.
It's all very mysterious, this, isn't it? It's all very mysterious. When
Yeah, but
is the next twist and turn that we can follow?
well, I'm not going to tell you that
Oh,
either.
we have all wanted a date.
You've got to
I
be locked in to
am
see
locked
and to
in. I've got all
know.
these questions and I'm trying to catch you out. I have a question for you. Because I absolutely love your life. It looks amazing. Your twins are hilarious. I was wondering, first, your thoughts on this, and then if you had one yourself. So Ed Sheeran, who I'm sure you've met, probably pals with, he's got a parenting hack which he told to the world, which was he always thinks the best thing to do with kids is to get up early because kids are nicer in the morning.
I don't know what kids he's talking about.
That's what I was thinking.
Is that what you said? Get up early because they're nicer in the
They're nice in
morning.
the morning, so when you make them breakfast, they're generally like nicer to be around. I haven't
See,
got kids,
mine.
so I thought I'd ask a pro.
Okay, no. So mine. It depends. Maybe they woken up on the wrong side of the bed. Like that happens a lot. And because they're twins as well, they play off each other. So like one will moan for my attention, and then the other one will be like, I'm the same thing. And then they will start moaning, even though there's nothing wrong with them, but it's like a fight for attention. So yeah, that's my life a lot of the
Oh, yeah, but that's just because they love you and want to wind you up.
Oh, I know, yeah, and that too, yeah.
Have you
But
got
no, I'll just
a
go with
have you
that.
got a parenting hack?
My parenting hack. Ooh, it's my parenting hack. Oh God, you know what? I've never been asked this question. How funny.
Really?
No.
Have you gotten
I
this far?
know, I don't know. Now I really need to give you something good. My parenting hack would be. Oh, okay. This is hard though, but I would say routine. I feel
Okay.
like kids love routine. Yeah. So like, I mean, it's kind of a basic one, but just going to bed at the same time every night, bath time at the same time. I just feel like, yeah, that's kind of helped me. Just having them in routine. Yeah, you know what you're getting with that as well, I think. And yeah,
Is it
that's fine.
harder in the 6 weeks?
To be fair, they're actually still at nursery, so I'm good.
Oh,
I'm
lucky
actually good.
you. It's almost been a week and a bit of 6 weeks. Dodged a bullet for a little
good.
while.
Yeah, no, I'm good. My sister, bless her, she manages me and she's at home with, because we were pregnant at the same time.
Oh,
So we've
yeah.
both got 3 year olds, so she's at home with him and bless her, she can't do anything. Like it's
Oh,
so
no.
hard to work with toddlers. Like, yeah, it's a lot.
My brother is about to have his first baby in January, and he is like beyond nervous, like beyond nervous.
Oh.
And he's literally he turned around to me and went, "I'm so thankful." He's like, "'Cause I'm just gonna go to work." And I went, "I bet you are."
Yeah, it's actually wild, yeah.
Hit music only. KMFM's The Hit List. Hit music only. KMFM's The Hit List.
Did you manage to take the kids to Wimbledon?
No, but I took my lovely, yummy mother.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Did you see anything on centre court?
As in, like,
Who did you see?
the game, the
Yeah,
final.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I saw the final,
Well, oh, he's there for the
women's final.
final. Oh, amazing.
Yeah, it was wicked. The doubles final, which was really good, and the women's final. Yeah, it's my first Wimbledon as well. It was
Really?
amazing. I loved it. Yeah,
I love tennis.
So good.
So
do
sorry
you
for tennis.
see
Yeah.
I've been watching it on and off, watching it with my mum for years, and I still didn't know the rules. But
Oh.
now going there and actually like paying attention, I was like, okay, I get it now.
It's so good.
I actually get it. Yeah.
You will now be a, you'll be an every year, and I feel like it,
I will.
as long as you just watch Wimbledon, you're in the the tennis club. The rest don't really matter. Just as long as you watch the one here, it's fine.
Yeah, just got I'm in it now.
One last little game to play. It's called Little Pick and Mix.
So original.
I didn't come up with the title. I'm awful with names of things, so I just let somebody else do it. So I've got some questions. You've got to answer three. There's one that you don't want to answer. You haven't got to pick it. You can put it back into the mix and I'll get another one out.
All right, cool.
So you've got two opportunities to mix. What was the last thing you Googled? Now, you can check before you answer.
God. What was the last thing? Oh, lyric video for My Love.
Oh.
Random. But yeah, because we're doing the lyric video for Been a Minute, so I just wanted to remember what world I was in for My Love.
Oh, okay. Very businessy. Yeah.
Businessy, yes.
And is that the next project to come out in music video,
the lyric video? Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm just trying to slip you up here and you're having none of it.
never.
The song you don't miss singing from Little Mix days.
There's a couple. Change Your Life, because I do the cringy rap section and I just don't want to do that again.
when did you know it was cringy? At the point of writing or the first point of singing?
From the moment we heard it back, I guess. Like, did it, thinking, oh my God, this is just like All Saints when they did the few questions that I need to know. That's what the reference was. Gassed about it, but then heard it back and was like, this is not it. And it was too late by then, too late, because they wanted to make it a single and I was like, no.
Oh, nightmare.
I know.
Was that a was that a normal go tour on the set list for tour, or did you get away with it?
They always wanted to, the girls always wanted to sing it because it was a fan favorite, and this is why I feel terrible saying it. And I know, like, it is a beautiful song. I'm just talking about my bit. Like, the rest of the song is beautiful. It's just what I do on it.
I'm sure it's, I mean, it is fantastic, but I never thought it was cringy.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Very welcome. Okay. So far, so good. The last text you sent?
Text or WhatsApp?
Whatever one you deem to be more juicy, I'm happy to accept.
Okay, let me see what the text was just saying.
I'm hoping we get something businessy here.
No, it is businessy, but it's actually from a new acting coach that I'm going to start with.
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
Side project.
So I did a film called Boxing Day. It's a Christmas film, which I loved. Yeah. So I definitely think, like, it's something that I want to pursue for sure. But I just feel like I want to work on my craft with that more, you know, because that was the first thing I did. I think in order to like really keep going, like, I need to actually get coaching. So yeah, that's to start that.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Have you got any, what is your favourite film that you'd love to be in?
Oh, that I'd love to be in. Well, to be fair, at the minute, I'm more series.
Okay.
I love series, but I think like a thriller.
Oh, or like no way.
Thriller, I would love. Yeah. I like comedies and romance, but I think thriller is like, I love that.
Do you think you'd be a good villain in the thriller or a good like reactee in the thriller?
I think a bit of both.
Oh, really? But potentially
I wouldn't mind either, for sure. Yeah. I think either. I think maybe a villain would just be fun, I guess. But yeah.
So, and just so we're up to date on what you're watching, what is the thriller of the moment?
I'm actually watching Untamed at the minute. Do you know that's on Netflix?
No, I've seen it, but I've definitely not watched it. Thrillers scare me, yeah. And I'm home alone quite a lot, and I'm scared of the dark at 24 years old. So.
Oh, no, bless you.
Honestly, I'm an actual toddler about the height of 5'6", and thrillers are a no-go. I literally only recently watched... Have you seen the new Jurassic Park film, World film?
Oh, no.
It's really, really good, but I was watching like the ones before. I watch things in reverse. I don't know why.
Okay.
But I watch them, obviously, at night before bed, and then I convince myself that these things are real and then don't sleep, so...
Oh, no, yeah.
Yeah, no.
I'm with you on that. No, yeah. I love a horror, but yeah. I have to be with someone to watch it. I wouldn't watch it on my own.
No.
That's just stupid. Why would you do that?
No, yeah, no, absolutely.
No.
Get the children to bed first. And then watch. Thank you so much for your time, Leanne. So great to chat to you. You've left me on edge to wait for more. So,
well, I love that. That's the whole point.
That's the whole point.